Introduction. When I wrote this book for the first time, it was 10 pages long. I did not think anyone would ever see it. On each page, I wrote a note to myself explaining a coping skill that I knew I liked. On the cover, I wrote, "If you're freaking out, read this." That book was for future me, to give her something from someone who knows her really well. Past me. Rational Simone knows what to do when shit hits the fan, so she wrote this book for the Simone who sometimes needs a reminder of how to feel without becoming her feelings. Ultimately, I wrote this book for you. This is not one of those books where I am promising that your life will change if you take these simple steps. I have no idea what will happen in your life, and you do not need to try anything that does not sound cool. I do not and cannot know what is best for you or what will work for you. Here are the things that inform what is in this book. Over 10 years of therapy, including 6 months of some intense therapy and life skills, continued psych care, and a deep love of authors whose books have changed the way my brain works. The ideas in this book are my interpretation of the way I have synthesized and soaked up information over the years. I am deeply appreciative to all of the people who have been a part of that journey, whether they know it or not. I am not an expert. My story is not particularly special, and I am not above average anything. I am a person who struggled a lot. I got help, tried a bunch of new skills, and I changed my behaviors and my relationships and the way I see the world. I wrote this book because I could not find anything out there that felt like it was written directly to me, by someone who also struggles with the hurricane of life. I can't remember when I started thinking about the value of my life. It was early. I was traumatized and doing terribly in school. I attempted suicide for the first time when I was 10 years old. I'd realized that life is nothing. In the scheme of the universe, in the scheme of the world, my problems didn't matter. My life